Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space on our Essentials News offering. On the 17th of May, Power and Water Utility for Oman, Oman Power and Water Procurement, informed private power and water companies in the Sultanate that starting from April invoices, it will hold back investment capacity payments. Over on our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, the state-run Export-Import Bank of Korea has sold $700 million Australian dollars of bonds in Australia as part of its efforts to diversify its funding sources. Oil and gas company Neptune has terminated the agreement to acquire Edison E&P's UK Norwegian subsidiaries from Energean Oil and Gas. The Central American Bank for Economic Integration and South Korea have signed a $50 million grant agreement for non-reimbursable financial cooperation to be channeled through a trust fund managed by CABEI. And the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority has closed a $120 million federal TIFIA loan for construction of the Jill Greasy Expressway in West Tulsa. Over in the commodity finance space, Russian potash producer Ukraili has signed a $665 million pre-export finance facility with 11 international banks. Vitol returned to Myanmar as a fuel supplier in April for the first time in months after Hing Long Trading left the market. Cargill Australia, a provider of grain, oilseeds and other agricultural commodities, has used the new Bolero International Galileo Trade Finance platform to accelerate a canola oil shipment to China. And a third of all available oil and gas in the North Sea could be left untouched if the price of Brent crude remains at $25 a barrel, according to a new study. And finally, in the trade finance sphere, our headline news offering. In the third of a series of insights on the impact of COVID-19 on the global economy, Albion CEO Tom Dunn interviews Hugh Cordy, acclaimed natural history film producer, to find out how the natural world is being affected by the pandemic. On our third-party news tracker service in the trade world, Montenegro has received a €250 million syndicated loan from commercial banks to cover budget expenditures related to the measures adopted to limit the adverse effect of the coronavirus crisis. The Iranian government is set to announce a $1 billion support package for promoting non-oil exports in the current Iranian calendar year. Finasti Corporation has closed a trade receivable securitization program for StarTech, and IBM has become a shareholder in WeTrade, the trade finance platform jointly owned by 12 European banks, signaling further consolidation across the enterprise blockchain space. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.